Okay, so today we're going to have an interview with Oscar at Texas Pride Construction, where they mainly do roofing. And we're going to start with, hello Oscar, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So can you tell us, and of course we have Brent here with us, can you tell us a little bit about your company and how it got started and how you decided to focus on roofing? Anything you want to say? Here you go.
Well, I'm actually a second generation roofer. Been around it all my life. When my dad came here from Mexico, that's what he started working in about 45 years ago. And I went to college for 2 years and just decided it wasn't for me. So I just started working. Of course, I was already working with my dad, delivering materials, doing some minor repairs.
You were the gopher going around everywhere.
pretty much. Pretty much. And like I said, college wasn't really for me. Just been used to working with my hands a lot and just started, you know, doing repairs and then picked up a crew, picked up one community, and then just pretty much snowballed from there. Picked up more builders, more communities, more crews, got more into custom building, and expanded from only doing shingles to doing metal roofs. Probably 10, 15 years ago, bought a ton of machinery to start doing metal roofs. So we, on top of doing the roofing work, we fabricate our own roofing panels. We fabricate all our trim, all our flashings. So,
how many people do you have in your company?
All of our stuff is subcontracted out, but we run anywhere from 6 to 8 crews, depending on how busy we are. But our shortest tenure crew has probably been with us 5 years now. So We have a very low turnaround.
How long was your dad in it before you got involved?
Well, it was a while. I started working with him probably when I was 14. At the shop, just preparing materials to go out, sweeping floors. And then from there, I went to delivering materials. And then from there, you know, started doing smaller repairs, doing counter flashings. I've been doing around it, like I said, all my life. Officially started working when I was 14, so 20 plus years.
Wow.
So does your dad own the company or?
No, he should be retired, but he's not. I separated probably when I was like 22, 23. Became officially incorporated in 2010. He still helps me, but he's.
Your company?
Yes, my company. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We didn't get that straight at the beginning.
Yes. Like I said, I started working for him, but. My dad should be retired. He just refuses to. So he helps me haul materials, drag trailers, but he essentially does what he wants.
He's gonna have to stay busy.
Hear that from a lot of people. what they want.
Comes in late Mondays, doesn't work on Fridays. He just does what he wants.
So are you paying him hourly?
No, it just depends. Yeah, I still pay him on salary, but...
There you go.
Yeah.
You gotta have that knowledge.
Yeah. He does what he wants. But of course, I'm not gonna put him on the roof anymore.
No.
So he'll haul material or drag a trailer, and that's pretty much his duties are required of. Like I said, today, he has a... place out in Sealy. He loves going out there, so that's what he does.
Oh, that's nice out there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice out there. Do you have a family of your own?
Yes, I'm married with three little ones.
So are they going into the roofing business?
It depends on them. Honestly, I hope not. It's a tough business, but it really depends on them. You know.
Boys or girls?
I have two girls and a boy.
Oh, the girls in roofing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised. My sister's actually my secretary.
Oh, good.
So it's always been a family business. And, you know, my uncles and stuff, cousins, you know, all around. We all revolve around roofing.
Uh-huh. So tell us about the types of roofing and what's different about them, the metal roofing versus the shingles.
Shingle roofing is most common. It's what we do, probably like 85% of our work is shingle roofs. One, like, again, it's just the price point is always lower, and they're just more common around the city. And metal is more of a decorative roof. And of course, with that, I mean, prices increase, but also, I mean, it basically lasts a lifetime.
And it's fire retardant, isn't it?
Yes. Metal roofs usually get an insurance discount. I'm not sure, depending on the insurance company, but they get a discount because they know unless we get a really, really terrible hailstorm, nothing's putting a metal roof off.
Then you got to wear your earphones inside the house if you get all that.
People think that, but I mean, 98% of the roofs we install have attic space, so between that and insulation, you don't see the difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the only way you'll hear it, say if you have a covered patio with no attic space and it's open, that's when you'll hear a harder rainfall on metal. But as far, like I said, the attic kills 95% of the sound, and the rest is covered by insulation, so as far as noise factor, it's not a factor at all.
It's almost a relaxing sound, I would think, if you're sitting on your back porch and just listening to the rain drop on the metal roof, you know.
Some people think that, but thing with Houston, it's never a soft rain. So when it rains, it pours, and yeah. You know, it could get old pretty quick. But again, like in a common house, the attic will eliminate all the sound. So
does it take longer to install one or the other?
Yes. A common house is roughly 30 to 40 squares. That'll take one of my crews a day to install, versus a metal roof will take more, like, almost a week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yes, it's more intricate. The panels aren't as bad, just all the finish-out trim work on the hips, on the ridges, around chimneys, around the pipe flashings. It's just, I mean, that's also why it costs more, because it takes a lot more. And it's a lot more difficult to walk on.
Yeah, it's like, what, 3 times more expensive than a 30-year shingle?
Yes, in general.
About 3 times?
Yeah, 3 times... But again, a normal shingle roof will last 20 to 30 years. And a metal roof, the coating itself is warranted for 40 years. And that's just the coating, as far as color fading and stuff like that. You know, unless you have a really bad hailstorm, nothing's going to, you know, harm the metal.
And you said you fabricate roofing panels earlier. Does that mean you fabricate the metal for these roofs, or
yes, I have a roll former machine. We purchased that about 6 years ago. So we just buy the raw material in coils and just run it through our machines to form the panels.
Oh, so what about the wind ratings compared? You know, 30-year shingle to the metal.
30-year shingle, I think, in Houston in the general area, I think 60 or 70 miles per hour. And metal roofing is rated 160.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
because so you can last a hurricane almost.
And, yes. Yeah. Like I said, unless a tornado is right on top of a metal roof, it's not going anywhere. All the fasteners are hidden. And again, we use screws versus nails. So obviously just the screw shank on the screws, I mean, holds a lot tighter than smooth nails.
And so why do people continue to go with the shingle rather than the metal if there's all these great things about it? I mean, other than the expense, but...
That's generally the number one concern. A majority of people, I'm assuming, don't even look at their roofs. And, you know, they're more worried about the tile, the cabinets and stuff, because people can see them and comment on them. I mean, how usually people don't go to your house, hey, you have a nice roof. It doesn't happen all that often. So... they, you know, because people, it won't be a conversation piece for them, so they don't pay much attention, to be honest. They just want it covered and no leaks.
Yeah, I feel like the metal roofs are actually becoming a little bit more popular because the architects, a lot of the clients want this modern farmhouse look. So a lot of the architects are drawing that in, you know, in some of the neighborhoods. And of course, when you get into higher end neighborhoods, that's what they want is the nicer roof. You know, and then they'll get up to what the clay and the slate.
Yes, and the one benefit from metal to slate or tile is just the white factor. Clay tile and slate is real nice, and it looks real good, and it lasts also almost as long, but just a ton heavy. Of weight, additional weight on the roof. On the
structure.
Yes, so you have to reinforce the roof rafters and just have better spacing, and like I said, it just, I want to say like 5 times more, it's heavier than shingles or metal. So that's the one downside to Tyler Slate.
Wow. Yeah. So do you have different custom looks you can do for the metal, or is it just one look one way?
It's, I mean, we install several different types, but as far as what we run, we want to install one style that's just standing seam. What that is, just the female side of the panel just covers up the clip and screws, so everything's hidden. But it's just one standard look.
And what color is it?
We have a color chart that comes in several colors.
Oh, you have colors.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's different colors. It comes from a natural finish called Galvalume. And you have your obviously your browns, your grays, blacks. You have some red tones, some green tones.
Silver.
And you have some metallic colors that are a little more expensive. But they look like copper. They look like lead.
Oh, wow.
So Oscar, he's actually done a copper roof for us.
Oh, yes.
In River Oaks.
Yeah, it was actual copper.
Yeah, it was actual copper. So whenever they installed it, they wore gloves.
Yeah.
So oh, my goodness. And that was just an architectural design?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Wow. How long did that take?
Around 4 days.
Yep.
More or less. And it was a small job.
For a whole house?
No, it was a small job. It was an awning then like a covered patio area.
We're doing an addition.
Yes, it was an addition. I know the awning was one of them, and then the other one was either like a sitting room or something, or a covered patio, something like that. It was fairly small, but yes, it just time consuming because you just have to be careful, especially with copper. Again, that lasts a lifetime, but it's so, the metal's so soft, you have to be real careful to keep it from crimping or having any kind of marks or dings on it.
And then over time, the copper will patina into a green, dark,
yes.
dark
Oh,
color.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, cool.
So it is really nice.
So, what about skills that are required between the shingle and the metal? Is it a whole different
set
of skills?
Yeah, it's a whole... at the end of the day, just trying to keep the house from leaking. But it's a whole different skill set. Yeah, right now I run 2 crews for metal versus 6 crews, and it's just more detailed work, and again, like I said, it's just a lot more difficult to walk on, especially on steeper inclines.
Oh, because you can slip off? Is that right?
Yes, there's no grip. The granules and shingles help you grip a little bit better versus metal, which is slick metal, and if you're not used to it, it's very dangerous.
For the shingles, they wear these rubber boots that help grip the shingles, but for metal, do you guys wear the same boots or
similar? Generally on metal, you always have to tie off because you just have nowhere to go. Once you slip, it's just all the way down because panels are installed from end to end, from start of the fascia to the end of the hip or the ridge, and it's just one solid panel. So if you happen to slip, there's just nowhere to go unless you hit a valley or something. So
you go from on the roof to on the ground.
Yes, quickly.
Quickly.
Yes.
Like a slide.
Yeah, like a slide, pretty much. And you just usually have to tie off to just be able to work on there.
What do you mean by tie off?
Oh, you wear a harness on your body, and then you clip on a rope from there and some kind of tie-off point on the roof.
So do you have to put these guys through any kind of training? Do you have a training situation where you put them in the harness and put them up there and show them what to do, or do you just
in general the guys
learn on the job
have already have experience? But yeah, so you know, I just try to make sure, tell them, you know, work a little slower if you have to, but I mean, safety is always a concern, especially on 2-story houses that have steeper pitches. But yeah, in general, people know. I mean, everybody wants to get home to their family, so people know what safety measures they have to they have to use to, you know, to finish out a job and be safe at the same time.
And so how many accidents do you expect to have over a period of time?
Zero.
Yeah?
Yeah, zero.
Do you have zero?
We've had one guy fall off probably 8 years ago. Like, he wasn't tied off
properly.
Yes, I mean, he had some bruising, but it wasn't nothing serious, thankfully. But in general, if you take it, if you're focused on what you're doing, and you know, and you either use toe boards or tie offs, you should be fine. But as far as expecting, I don't expect anybody to fall off a roof.
Yeah. So how do they get up there? So do you bring like all your stuff in trucks, and then you have big ladders, or do you have something that takes the guys up there?
As far as materials, 90% of our stuff is roof loaded from the roofing company. So they have trucks, big trucks with conveyor belts.
Okay, so that's what you see on the...
Yes, or knuckle booms. So once my guys get there, if material's delivered early, the material's already on the roof, or they sit and wait until the material shows up and the roofing company puts the material on top of the roof for them.
Okay. Yes. But what about your metal roof materials? How do you get them up there?
Yeah, that's all carried up. When we show up to a job, we roll form everything, leave it on the ground, and we just use clamps and ropes to put it on the roof. Or if there's like a window or something nearby, just pop it out through there and just move material, you know, where the easiest way to get it up there.
So do you have, what's your percentage of new roofs versus replacing old roofs or damaged roofs?
New roofs, probably, I want to say about 70% of our business.
Oh.
And the other 30% is divided into metal roofs and tear-offs, which is, you know, tearing off new old roofs and installing new roofs.
And so that's what you call them, is tear-offs?
Yes, tear-offs or re-roofs.
And so, what about damage from, like, a hurricane? Is that considered a tear-off?
Yeah, that's a tear-off as well.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, we don't get many hurricanes, thankfully, through Houston. So we'll probably have a hurricane hit probably, what, every 10, 12 years, something in there.
The ones with the big winds.
Yes. And then hailstorms are a little more common, but even then, they're like every 3 to 5 years. So it's not a huge chunk of of what we depend on, simply because it's just not sustainable.
Uh-huh. Brent, you were going to ask?
So, like, on the other underlayments below the 30-year shingle or the metal roofing, I know that it seems like a lot of people are going away from the tar paper. And are they doing a lot of the shark skins or the peel and stick?
Synthetic felt, yes. Synthetic felt is just more breathable. And it's a lot lighter for guys to use. So, instead of them hauling up 4 rolls of the regular 15-year felt, they just take one roll and they do just as much. And again, because of the way it's fabricated, it's a lot more breathable, and it has fibers in between that allow it to breathe to, you know, just as far as heat, because people don't realize that in between the either shingles or metal and the decking, there, you know, that still sweats. So it's still, it still needs to breathe a little bit, just, you know, just because it is what it is. I mean, the sun hits the roof, and there's nowhere for it to go, but...
You mean the heat?
To the heat, yes.
So it's like an air barrier, basically, that allows the house to breathe a little bit.
Yes.
And dissipate the heat.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you don't think about that, is how hot it gets on the roof, and, of course, that's going to affect your house and the temperature in your house, right?
Yes, definitely. And that, I definitely think about it, because in the summer, it's not a good feeling to be on top of a roof.
Yeah.
Simply because it's twice the heat. You know, you get the heat from the sun, and then the heat from the roof reflecting away from the house. Yes.
Is there any difference between the shingle and the metal roof in terms of the heat reflecting factor?
What it really depends on the color on the metal roof.
The color?
Yes. Because, for example, Galvalume is a natural finish. It just looks like galvanized metal. You can't even look at it even when the sun's out without sunglasses, because reflection is so hard. There's no way you can stare at that all day.
That's interesting.
Yes. Again, it's just like a shiny silver. You know, when you got the sun hitting it, I mean, it just directly come bouncing back at you. My roofing guys actually wear sun masks.
Oh.
Because it burns their face so much because they're staring directly at it. And again, you know, the light just bounces back and it burns your face up pretty bad.
So that's the most energy efficient.
That's gotta be.
Because if it's reflecting
light. Yes. Yes.
And of course, the black, which attracts the heat and soaks it in, will go into your house as well and into your attic.
Yes, exactly.
Well, then there's an added benefit. You just keep adding to the benefits of this metal roofs.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Do you think it's a trend and more people are going to want to go that way? Or is it all dependent on the architects, as you were saying, Brent?
It really depends on the architect and the budget they want to use. Again, rarely, you know, very rarely do people comment on people's roofs. So they'll comment on their tile or cabinetry and, you know... But again, if people look at the big picture, it's very, very, very cost effective to do the metal roof, because over time, you know, it lasts, I would say, at least twice as long as a regular roof, and you get the insurance benefits, and just that peace of mind of, you know, you have a solid roof.
See, another key benefit is also if they have a low slope roof, you know, less than 3-12 pitch, you can't use the shingles, so you have to go to a metal roof with a TPO, which is another, you can explain the membrane below it.
Yes, that's just a rubber membrane with fibers to strengthen it, and that's what the stuff we use for flatter roofs or flat roofs or balconies, just because it's just one solid piece and it'll cover it covers anywhere from 10 to 20 feet wide. So,
oh wow.
So essentially just like a rubber mat that goes over a roof and that's what's required when it's flat.
So you were saying, Brent, at the beginning of this that you basically only use Oscar for the roofs that you put in. Is there a particular reason for that? Is Oscar doing special things that you don't find that other roofers do or know about?
Oscar is very reliable. He is on schedule. You know, he's great price point. And then the other added benefit is no leaks.
Oh,
that are caused
leaks.
By him.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens, though, is once you get in there, you're putting pipes through the roof. And even when we're finishing houses, sometimes, you know, the AC guy or a plumber will go in there and just rest his hand on a pipe and it just jiggles it just so much. And then you may get like a little leak, like a water dripping down the pipe. And it's very common. You go into anybody's house and you'll see that water dripping down because of, you know, other trades are messing with, you know, mm-hmm. their job, you know, the caulking. They do the NP1 caulking around all the pipes. And
yes.
All that, so.
So do you usually come in at the very end or the very beginning of a job?
It's generally in the beginning. For new construction, it's generally in the beginning.
Is it to protect everything inside the house?
Yes, obviously you can't install your AC machines or your cam lighting because it's unprotected if the roof isn't up. But that is one of the downsides to new construction because there's so many people that go in after us.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
It's more prone for someone else to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything. I mean, it could be someone cleaning the windows. They step on a shingle wrong and pull it away from the nails. It could be to an AC guy who drills the wrong hole and just makes a hole and just makes another hole. And then you have two uncovered holes, and we generally don't know of it until we get a rain or something.
And the holes are, like, 8 inches around, like,
yeah.
When they cut these holes. Because they're cutting a hole for their pipe to go through the roof.
So then you have to go out in the beginning, and sometimes you need to turn around and come back at the end.
Yes, several
fix
times.
Fix things up.
Yes, for the most part, I mean, we have good communication. We schedule that in a timely fashion where... You get another tray to go in right before us, and we'll go in towards the end of the day or the following day to cover up what penetrations have been made or anything like that. But I mean, again, if we don't know about it, it's just hard to keep control of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, another big one is around the chimney penetrations and all, you know, making sure
when
the water leaks are always coming down there.
When they're not flashed properly, we always have to go back, make sure it's sealed up. Because it's coming from the roof, well, whose fault is it? The roofer? So.
Yeah. So on your list of things to do, Brent, then you have to call the roofer back at the end.
We do.
Make sure.
We call him back, take a look at everything.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have to do water tests.
Yes.
Pretend like it's raining really hard.
Yes.
Well, one thing that we always do is, like, today we got 3 inches of rain, and, you know, our field guys...
Oh, you'll go out and check.
We'll go out with flashlights, check everything just to make sure there's no leaks.
Well, that makes sense.
We check the windows. We check
take
the
advantage
roof,
of check the rain.
Walls,
yeah.
So we do it every time it rains. We go walk all of our jobs.
Yeah, that's a good good thing to keep doing during construction, because you don't have sheetrock, you don't have insulation. It's a lot easier to catch any kind of leak because they're not hidden yet.
So let's talk about how you get your business. So, what do you do besides hang out a sign?
Generally, 95% of our business has been through referrals. Because of my dad, his previous contacts. We've been doing it so long. It's just 95% of our business is just through referrals.
So, you don't use social media and all that stuff?
No, to this point, we haven't had to. Could we use more business? Yes, but I mean, we've been steady for so long, it's kind of hard for us to change our ways. And again, if we get a referral, it's almost a sure shot that you'll get the job, because you are being referred, you're being recommended. And again, you know you don't have to waste time going out looking at 10 roofs and maybe getting one versus someone who recommended you.
Right.
You know, you're it's a pretty sure thing that you're going to get that
like
job.
Like Brent, huh?
Yeah, kind of like Brent.
Exactly.
Yes.
So 95%, that is really high.
It is.
That tells you something right there about the quality of the work that you do.
Yeah, that's something that I pride myself in, because there's literally thousands of roofing contractors in Houston, but out of those thousands, there are very, very few that actually know. They know what they're doing. They know the business side of it. But I mean, I can walk on a roof, you know, and if there's a problem, I can locate it. If I can walk on a roof when my guys are doing during construction and point out things that I think they're doing wrong or could be done better. And I actually do those things, not on a daily basis, just because there is a business to run. But when I'm in an area and I know I have a job going on, I have no problem climbing on a ladder, jumping on the roof.
I was going to ask you that.
Yes, looking around.
Yeah,
and you have to wear
flashing.
Your...
Yep.
Yeah, you have to wear your heat guard when you go up there on top of a metal roof? Or some of them?
Yeah, well, sometimes you do. But like I said, I don't do it on a daily basis.
I'm sure your wife says, wear the heat guard, right?
Yes.
We don't want to fry your face and
your
eyeballs
up there.
Yeah, exactly.
She pulls out all the sunscreen and... But yes, that's one of, like I said, that's one of my strong points, because I mean I know what I'm doing. I've been around it all my life, you know, professionally, been doing it over 15 years, and you know, there's a lot of people that don't. They do start a business, start marketing, call a couple crews, but if it boils down to them having to do a repair, they simply can't do it, or even point it out for that matter. And I think that's what separates me from several of other thousands of companies, that I actually know what I'm doing. If it comes down to it, an emergency, I can do it myself. And, you know, and most people won't attempt to do it, to be honest.
So let's see how this works then. You said you have your sister, is it, that works in the office?
Yes, my sister's my secretary.
Uh-huh. And so is she the only one in the office then?
Yes.
She just gets one of these 95% calls and then schedules it and calls you and says...
Yes. We have a system where the builders generally call her or call or text or email me, and then we just put it on a schedule and just send the crews out when necessary.
And do you have to get all kind of permits and everything for the roofing, or does somebody else do that for you?
No, in general, we don't need permitting for roofing. There's some cities, I know Missouri City is one, that you have to get permitting when you do a re-roof. But throughout the Houston area, it's very scarce. Not like electrical or plumbing. You know, you just get in, get out, and do the best job you can during.
Oh, so it really does depend upon your capabilities and your skills and everything about your company, then, if there's nothing else to consider.
Yeah, there's not much. You know, people think you need a license for be a roofer. In Texas, you don't. Again, it's not like electrical contractors that need licensing and plumbers as well. But yeah, as far as roofing, no kind of special license is needed.
So, you know, in California, where Brent tells me there's a whole bunch of new technologies and ideas that, you know, start out in California and move this way. Well, we know that there's been a lot of fires in California. Some of them are so hot that they're just going to burn the house down. But is there new technologies or things that are coming out for the shingle roofs that help with fire retardant of any kind?
There are some, but again, if you know, if your framing's wood, I mean, there's not a lot that can be done versus a fire. Yes, I mean, if you build a metal building, it'll lower your chances, but then inside you have insulation, you still have you know, things that catch fire inside, so it's really hard. And if, you know, if your first floor is burnt, I mean, the roof isn't going to really matter, to be honest.
Ooh. Okay. I thought it did matter. I thought it made a huge difference if your roof was shingles or anything else, like the slates and the stones and...
Well, if the fire gets in through a window or goes in through the house and is burned from inside the house,
yes,
the firefighters are going to come out there anyways and cut a hole in your roof.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to cut a hole, let it breathe, and then they can shoot the water in there and put it out. So the only thing that's going to help you with a fire, forest fire, is like the embers that are becoming airborne and drop on your roof.
Yes.
Oh, because if it's metal, then they just make
it they'll hit and roll down.
Yeah.
Versus a shingle roof, well, if they sit there long enough, it could still catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if as far as fire goes, it's roofing wise, there's not a whole lot that can be done. You know, you can get the best roof ever if there's a fire, like I said, in the first floor, second floor, and you know it starts from below. You still have the sheathing underneath, so that'll catch before the roofing does.
So do you see any other new technologies coming through? I mean, besides the one that you mentioned with the replacement
solar
of the car.
Yeah, solar. Yeah, I know Tesla was dead set on having a solar shingle, but I think that came to a halt just because, it just wasn't cost effective and it wasn't as efficient. You know, cost to buy it versus what it did, it just wasn't as efficient. And you have some high-impact shingles that they sell, and some solar shingles, they're just more reflective, that's all it is. There's reflective crystals in the fibers.
On the high impact or on the solar?
On the solar, that's what has reflective pebbles in there to reflect the sun.
Okay.
Yes, and the high impact is just sturdier shingle.
Okay. So on the solar, are you saying that the solar aspect of it is built into the panel? Because normally you have a roof and then you lay the solar stuff on.
Well, that's what they were attempting to do. I read a couple of stories. Tesla was
right.
Like I said, he was trying to get a solar shingle, but I just don't think it was cost effective. Right now, we don't do much solar, but I mean, yeah, right now. As far as it is right now, we'll do the shingles, and then a solar company will come out and do the solar panels
on top.
On top, yes.
Like the solar normal panels is a different process.
Yes, yeah.
They were trying to do the solar shingle.
Yes,
where each individual shingle was solar.
Yeah, I remember when they were working on that process, but it was heavy too, right?
Yes, I think weight was a factor, and again, just the energy efficiency wasn't enough to be able to offset the pricing.
So, that's amazing. You have a great company. Wow.
Thank you.
Something where you get 95% referrals is pretty impressive. And including all of your family in the business and...
Yes.
No accidents except 1 8 years ago. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we know about.
You don't want to see people falling from the roof. When
yeah, I mean, you have your everyday comment. You know, you'll drag a knife a little too far and cut your finger, but I mean, nothing major. You know, shingle come back off the roof and hit you in the head. And, you know, we have bumps and scrapes here and there, but nothing major, thankfully. But again, I like to work with people that know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And not worry about babysitting them as much.
Yeah. So do you have any other questions for him, Brian?
No, I think that's it. So if you want to hear some more about the stories and other subcontractors, just go to our website at www.texasmb.com. You can follow us on Facebook and then Instagram and follow and watch our stories as we build these houses.
And where are you located, Oscar?
Our office space is in Missouri City off the Bellway in South Post Oak. And we've been there since 92 now.
Ah.
So, yes.
And there you're going to find your sister. What's her name?
Amaryllis.
Amaryllis.
Amaryllis, yes. Very unique name.
I like that name. Okay, well, thank you, Oscar. That was very good. That was very enjoyable and nice to learn about your company. And we'll pass business along your way with the 95% referral.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.